He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your Arid Update for Wednesday, September 16th. BJ, we're just one day away from Red Thursday, Broncos and Chiefs primetime, nationally televised, so we're going to explore your five things to watch headed into this game. And the first thing you noted was the linebackers for the Broncos, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, two of the best in the league.
Yeah, when you look at the game last week against the Baltimore Ravens, the Broncos ended up winning 19-13. And normally when you talk about the Broncos, you talk about Peyton Manning, you talk about the offense and all the points, but there were no offensive touchdowns scored by either team in this game. But a lot of it had to do with the pressure that those two guys, Ware and Miller, were able to get on Joe Flacco. They had 8 quarterback hits in that game, and it really set the tone for that group. And the good thing for the Chiefs is they just got some experience with that young offensive line against another pretty good defensive front seven in the Houston Texans. We talked a lot about J.J. Watt and that group. Offensive coordinator Doug Peterson actually told me that he feels like they learned a lot and they can grow from it, and it's going to help them on Thursday going up against those two elite players you just mentioned.
As you mentioned the Chiefs' offensive line, let's turn the page for a second and talk about the Broncos' offensive line. On the left side, you have a rookie in Ty Sambrello. On the right side, a right tackle, you have Ryan Harris, a familiar face because he was a Chief last year. How important is the offensive line for the success of Peyton Manning?
I think it's important for the success of any quarterback. Any quarterback can be beaten, and even the elite ones, if you get pressure on them. That's the easiest way to disrupt an offense, to get pressure on the quarterback. And that happened last week with the Ravens against Peyton Manning, something we don't see very often. He was sacked 4 times. The Chiefs found success against the Texans getting after Brian Hoyer, sacked him 4 times. They had a couple of takeaways that led to 14 points. It's really the difference in that game. And when you look at the Broncos game last week, the Ravens really found success. The only time they got in the end zone was a pick 6 interception return by Jimmy Smith. So hopefully the Chiefs can get those game-changing type plays from their defense or their special teams.
BJ, actually had the opportunity to talk with color analyst Phil Simms this week, and he was on the Broncos and Ravens game last week, and he mentioned that Peyton Manning's 4 best throws were long balls. He sort of lost some zip on the short ball, but they're long balls, and that fits well with your third point in that the Chiefs, in order to win this game, are going to have to negate those long plays.
Yeah, when you talk to these Chiefs defensive backs, a group that had a lot of success last year, they're always going to talk about creating turnovers and takeaways and eliminating the big play. If the Chiefs can force Manning in this Broncos offense to have to go 7, 8, 9, even 10 plays on a drive to score points, they're going to be in a good position. And in the last 2 games against the Broncos last year, Peyton Manning had 12 passes that went for 15 yards or more. That doesn't mean the ball was traveling that far down the air, and I don't care what it looks like. Peyton Manning is 168 yards away from 70,000 in his career. Only Brett Favre has thrown for more yards than that. And I think that if the Chiefs can eliminate the big plays and force the Broncos to have to go the entire length of the field, I like the Chiefs' chances.
We've talked about offense. We've talked about defense. Now let's talk a little bit about special teams. The Chiefs are bringing back punt returner DeAnthony Thomas. They have kick returner Nile Davis. And if those two can somehow find the end zone, you know that place is going to be going nuts.
Yeah, the previous 2 seasons, the Chiefs had 6 return touchdowns, most of any team in the NFL. And last week against the Texans, we saw DeAnthony Thomas. He had 5 punt returns. It's the most of any team in the NFL right now, or any player in the NFL. But he looked so close to breaking off a game-changing play on all of those returns. He's averaging 16.2 yards per return. And if the Chiefs can continue to do that kind of thing, it's going to put him in a good position. DeAnthony Thomas really helps lead that. Nile Davis, like you mentioned. And when you talk about nationally televised football games at Arrowhead Stadium, you look at the last several years, there always seems to be a big special teams play by the Chiefs. And we've seen it time and time again. Hopefully we see another big one. Be a lot of excitement in Arrowhead.
BJ, you've sort of mentioned it this entire time, but your 5th and final point is this Arrowhead Stadium atmosphere. It's Red Thursday, Chiefs and Broncos, prime time. This place should be rocking.
Yeah, Pete, it's the only nationally televised game at Arrowhead Stadium this year. I know Chiefs fans are excited. The gates open up at 2:30. A lot of tailgating to be had. I can't wait to get out there, walk around the tailgates a little bit beforehand. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt about that. So those are your 5 things to watch headed into this Chiefs and Broncos game tomorrow night at 7:25 Arrowhead time. BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update for Wednesday, September 16th.